That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a subject that I believe should be on the minds and the hearts and the lives of each and every one of us, especially as Christians and conservatives and patriots. We need to recognize what is taking place with the calamity and the confusion, the chaos now that is found in the Democratic Party, and especially with their candidate for re-election, Joe Biden. Joe Biden, in my opinion, has never been the official, legally elected president. He's occupied the Oval Office, I believe, illegally, and yet he's not the real president. He's what is called a Manchurian president, that is, a president in body only, not the real president behind the scenes. Someone else is pulling the strings, and someone else happens to be people like Valerie Jarrett and Joe Biden, Barack Obama, that is, and other leaders. It was in the Obama administration that a socialist, Marxist, communist, and how would you say, make-believe American citizens and American patriots, they're not. But I'm looking at another headline, ladies and gentlemen. Iran warns Israel of obliteration if it attacks Lebanon, according to the world leaders, and the world leaders are silent about it. Iran threatened to launch an obliterating attack on Israel should Jerusalem move toward a full-scale offensive against Lebanon, leading Israel's foreign minister to retort that Tehran could be destroyed. A tweet published by the official Twitter account of the Islamic Republic UN missions clarified that that Iran believes it's Israel's warnings about escalating military forces against Hezbollah to be psychological warfare and Zionist propaganda. However, the tweet continued, should Israel embark on a full-scale military aggression, an obliteration war will ensue. The tweet added that all options, including the full involvement of the resistance fronts, are on the table. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you say, what has this got to do with Joe Biden's depleted cognitive ability? What has this got to do with Joe Biden's faltering, failing, and falling on his face, if you will, in the debate with President Donald Trump, the one that they said was the first debate with another to follow? Ladies and gentlemen, that was the first, only, and final debate that Joe Biden will be in. They surely recognize that he's not capable. But ladies and gentlemen, what it is has taken place, we've already been witnessing the decline of Joe Biden in public forums. We've already witnessed for almost 4 years Joe Biden's inability. In fact, you'll go back and if you look at, listen at the broadcast we've had in the past, before Joe Biden was ever placed in the Oval Office, I said that Joe Biden was disqualified as a candidate to be a future president. He was disqualified in 7, 8, 9, 10 different fashions. But the primary one that I talked about back almost 4 years ago was that Joe Biden was disqualified based on his cognitive mental ability. And it's been shown to be a fact that he's not cognitively able. But now it's come to the forefront where globally our enemies, the enemies of America, the enemies of Israel, are now coalescing and coming together to bring about a full frontal attack on Israel and on America. This says in this article, China is watching wearily as Putin and Kim forge new alliances. And it goes on to talk about Kim Jong. I call him Kim Jong. But anyway, he is a puppet in North Korea, now in the hands of China and Putin, with the alliances being formed between them. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another headline. Advisor warns first Democratic politician who calls for Biden to step down will end their careers. Here's the threat. Listen carefully. The threat. Former Clinton administration official Paul Begala said Friday Democrats faced a conundrum following President Joe Biden's performance on Thursday's debate, and that the first one to call for the president to step down would end their careers. It's a public threat. It is a public intimidation. It's saying, through Paul Begala, he is saying, Democrat leaders, Democrat politicians, keep your mouth shut, because if you were to verbalize what you're saying behind the scenes, if you were to make it verbal publicly, you would lose your position politically. This article states further, Begala said that Democratic politicians would be risking their political futures because Biden was beloved because he defeated Trump in 2020. The question in this article, will Biden be asked to step down from the presidency? I mean, this article reads, I mean, look, there are dozens of governors in my party. I think they could be very strong candidates. Maybe not a dozen, maybe a half dozen or less, according to Paul Begala, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, they're orchestrating behind the scenes. They're having secret meetings. They're pushed into a position of panic-stricken movements to try to make a decision on what should be done. Should Biden step down or should he be removed? Should he be removed? How would he? How? Listen, ponder this. I'd love to hear from you. How could he be removed? On what basis could they remove him? On what premise could the Democratic Party at the Democratic National Convention in September, what could they do to remove Joe Biden? Is it possible? I say 100% yes, it is possible. Is it probable? 100% yes, it is probable. Will it take place? 100% yes, in my opinion, it shall take place. Joe Biden, I've said for almost 4 years now, 3.5 years in particular, that Joe Biden will not be the candidate November the 5th, 2024. And we're in a position now where we're witnessing that coming about, where Joe Biden is, there's an attempt to remove Joe Biden from the candidates and from the ballot on November the 5th of this year, 4 months away. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What are your thoughts? Should Biden be removed? Should we just be silent and wait and see what happens in the election? Should Biden continue to do public speaking, public engagement? He's right now, his handlers, his those that are keeping him jacked up, juiced up, and pumped up to continue to run, especially Jill Biden. She's making the claims that Joe is expert. Joe just had one bad day, but everything is okay, and that Joe Biden should stay in office. In fact, I'm looking at the headline. Jill Biden's ex-rips, her ex, that is her former husband, rips the first lady for public for pushing struggling Joe to stay in the race. Now, I find this fascinating. I'm going to read you some basic thoughts from this three-page article. Joe Biden's ex-husband has joined the chorus of Democrats across the nation, suddenly sounding the alarm on Joe Biden's depleting physical and mental health following the president's humiliating debate performance on Thursday. Bill Stevenson, who was married to Joe Biden from 1970 to 1975, blasted his ex-wife for encouraging Joe to stay in the election amid the chorus of people calling for him to step down as a party's nominee. Quote, the Dr. Jill Biden, who I have seen on television in the last 5 years, is not, this article says, is not the same person I married or that I recognized in any way, Stevenson told the New York Post Saturday. She's matriculated into a completely different woman. Does Jill Biden want power of the presidency for herself? Question mark. This article reads further. I just don't understand why she is so adamant about defending him and keeping him in the race, since it appears publicly that he's struggling, Stevenson said. It appears that he's struggling with everybody these days, end quote. Further, She's always been very driven. People say she's the one who wants the presidency now and not Joe, end quote. Someone recently said Jill Biden does not want to leave the White House. She wants to remain in the White House. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, how should we respond? What should we do? We're talking about, should Joe Biden step down or be removed from the presidency? What are your thoughts? 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Should he remain in office? Should we be concerned? Does it make any difference to you? What are your thoughts? Are you willing to go through another 4 years with Joe Biden presidency? Did he do a good job? Has he done a good job? Why should we as citizens, especially as Christian citizens, as patriots, why should we be concerned? Ladies and gentlemen, it should concern us majorly if he remains in office or if he is reelected. There's a major, major, major problem, ladies and gentlemen, with that. I believe that what we're witnessing today as a result of Joe Biden's cognitive depletion, we're witnessing the alliance of five nations coming together to be ultimately led by Russia against the nation of Israel. Ezekiel 38 and 39 list those nations: Iran, Germany, Syria, Turkey, Libya. And ladies and gentlemen, today I believe we're live witnesses as to what God is doing, watching his hand at work. So the question is, will God intervene and remove Joe Biden at this juncture? If so, how will it be done? What will be done about it? Will Joe simply give up and toss in the towel? Will he step aside? Or will he be forced to do so? Will he be removed by his own party? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that he will be removed by his own party. I do not believe that Joe Biden will willingly step aside. I believe that it is a high possibility that he could have those put pressure on him for him to step aside. But unless Jill Biden joins in with the great number orchestrating today that's saying that he needs to step aside or be removed, I believe that that large number is growing. And I believe in that growing number, Jill Biden needs to step in to protect her own husband and ask him to step down. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's impossible for Joe Biden to mentally, cognitively, physically, emotionally, to lead America, to defend a nation that's now teetering as a result of the foundations being destroyed. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I believe we need to pray. That's what we can do. We need to pray. We need to ask God to intervene. I'm, ladies and gentlemen, looking at a headline. This headline perhaps tells it all. Democrat voters are horrified. They open talks on replacing Biden. Senior Democrat officials are openly talking about whether President Joe Biden should step aside or be removed. Right now, it involves party strategies. It involves elected leaders and officials. It involves fundraisers, and they're having conversations about the president's performance, which they think was dismal, said CNN's John King. Some of those conversations include, should we go to the White House and ask the president to step aside? CBS correspondent Ed O'Keefe also confirmed that there is at least one, there are at least some in House Democrats who are gathered tonight watching together and talking about the White House and asking Joe Biden to step down. That's how bad it has gotten. And the article goes on and on and on with the different ones behind the scenes saying, don't call my name, but, don't call my name, but. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill O'Reilly, some of you might remember that name. I've not read much behind Bill O'Reilly recently, but I'm looking at a major headline. Bill O'Reilly says, decision has been made that Biden will quit the campaign. Now, I'm going to read you three brief paragraphs and leave it up to you. Do you think Bill O'Reilly's correct? Bill O'Reilly is saying the decision has already been made to have Joe Biden quit the 2024 presidential campaign. The decision has been made that the president will quit the campaign. Two reasons. Democrats' internal polling say that he cannot recover from the debate, and fundraising is presently drying up. So it's over for Joe, but the White House doesn't yet know how or when to make the announcement public. So what now? This article reads, talking about, quoting from Bill O'Reilly, the world's most powerful country finds itself in a political conundrum. President Joe Biden has been unmasked before the entire world. What was definitively known by only a few Biden insiders is now an undeniable fact to the world. The most powerful man in the world is mentally diminished beyond fixing, end quote. Quote, from an unusually good source, Obama's tweet supporting Joe Biden was disingenuous. In private, Obama is telling people Biden can't win, and he's therefore in favor of an open convention, I'm talking about a Democratic National Committee convention in September. Obama will not say whom he supports, but as of yesterday afternoon, had he met personally with Biden to deliver the message. Relations between the Bidens and the Obamas have never been warm. At times, they've been very hostile, but recently they've deteriorated further, mostly due to Jill Biden and her involvement. In the hours and days after the debate, she, that is Jill Biden, kept her husband clustered away from anyone who might convince him to drop out of the race. Jill Biden is the driving force behind her husband's reelection campaign, just as she was in 2020. When other members of the family, including Biden's sister, considered him too impaired to run, the next generation of potential Democratic candidates understands all of this as an opportunity, and they're circling the wagon, particularly Gretchen Whitmer, who is promoting herself aggressively. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, will Joe Biden step aside voluntarily, or will he be removed? If he is removed, how will it be? Will the Democrats then say something about inserting the 25th Amendment? Joe Biden's cabinet will be the only ones that can make that determination, and they're not going to do it, in my opinion. The Democrats might want to wave the baton and say, well, invoke the 25th Amendment. They can't do it. They can suggest it, but it has to come from the cabinet of Joe Biden. So how will they orchestrate the removal of Joe Biden at the convention? Ladies and gentlemen, at the convention, Joe Biden has to have 1,875, I believe it's 1,850 or 1,875 votes in the first ballot. Some say that he's already got over 3,000 that are the Democrat delegates that will make their cast their ballots for Joe Biden. Now, if the first ballot fails to say that Joe Biden is the candidate on the Democratic side, they have a second ballot. That second ballot, if that takes place, the superdelegates will step in, and they can override the delegates' votes, and they could vote for another candidate without a candidate having to run, being postulated. They can simply insert another candidate at this point. So the question is, and some are being asked, will it be Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, Gavin Newsom? Or now they're talking about Whitmer, the governor of the state of Michigan. Which will it be? Love to hear from you. 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Here's a headline. Voters believe that the Democrats will ditch, that's D-I-T-C-H, Biden after Trump wins the debate. He won the debate, and they're thinking about ditching him. Large numbers of Americans believe that Joe Biden will be booted from the 2020 presidential race by his own Democratic Party because of losing the debate with Donald Trump. And he goes on talking about the polls that are being taken. Democrats promptly launched a campaign talking points that such videos were edited. Talking about the videos showing that Trump, Biden would freeze, could not speak, or stumble, fall up the steps of his airplane, or falling down, etc., etc. It was said to be edited videos. Ladies and gentlemen, you knew, I knew, and the world knew that they were not edited. But that was the claim out of the press secretary's mouth and out of the claim of those that were closest to Joe Biden, still trying to keep him propped up. The headline hit I'm reading right now, it's really rich. Democrats are now discussing two ways to replace crumbling Joe Biden. Article reads, will Joe Biden, the Democratic nominee, will he be the nominee in the presidential ticket? That's the question echoing across America after Biden's disastrous performance Thursday in the first debate against President Donald J. Trump. On her Sunday Morning Futures program, host Maria Bartiromo asked this question point blank to Senator John Barrasso, the senator that's the GOP conference chair. Quote, are you saying that Joe Biden should be replaced at the Democratic, on the Democratic ticket? Well, he answers, the Democrats are going to, G-O-N-N-A, going to have to make that decision, Maria. And they're right now discussing it from two different viewpoints. Will Kamala Harris become president before 2024 election is held? In other words, if Joe Biden steps down now, Kamala Harris would automatically become president. So if she automatically becomes president, she would be on the ticket in November, not Joe Biden. So that's the question they're asking. One is, do you replace him on the ticket? And the other is, do you replace him now as president? Either way, they're stuck with Kamala Harris, the vice president, who actually, I think, would be worse than Joe Biden. This is now John Barrasso, Barrasso, B-R-A-S-S-O, that is speaking. So it's hard to tell what they're going to do. To remove him from the presidency needs the 25th Amendment of the Constitution that involves the president's own cabinet pulling the plug. And to do that, these are the people who have been complicit in covering up what we all saw on the debate stage. But senators in the Democratic side of the ticket have been for years and months saying, hey, this guy is doing a great job. He's 100% fit and fiddle, sharp as a tack, they say. Then the article further reads, the American people and the world saw the other night. So the Democrats are going to have to make their own decision about how to handle this terrible situation that they have put our country in. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a spot, we're in a position that America's not been in before. So the question is, how is it going to be carried out? What will take place? I'm reading in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear through, the people mourn. And I believe we're in a state of mourning today as a result of what we're seeing taking place on the national scene, internationally being viewed by our enemies across the world. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, should Joe Biden step down or should he be removed from the Democratic ticket for November? Love to hear from you. 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Look at another headline. Can Biden be replaced as the Democratic nominee? Debate fallout from the Democratic Party grappling with the prospect of replacing Joe Biden as the nominee. Biden is currently the presumptive nominee because he has secured the overwhelming majority of the pledged Democratic delegates awarded to each state in the primary election. Ladies and gentlemen, will Joe Biden be the candidate on the ticket November the 5th? I believe we have Lisa on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you for discussing the issues as you do so well. I absolutely believe he will be replaced. And the real question is, to all the Democrats and Americans, how can we trust whoever they put in? They knew full well what was going on. They knew full well this was their plan all along. They're so calculated. How can Democratic, American, liberal trust anybody that O'Biden puts in next?
You're exactly right. How can we trust? And the answer to that is, I think, de facto, literally, absolutely, we cannot trust any one of them. But let's face it, that's what they're going to do. They're going to have to replace him. Either they're going to replace him now or they replace him in September. I personally believe it'll be a replacement in September that he will not be on the ticket. But the question is, Lisa, in your opinion, who will be the replacement on the November ballot? Will it be Michelle Obama? Will it be Hillary Clinton? Will it be Gavin Newsom? Now, I'm looking at a headline. I'm going to read this and let you respond. Believe me now, Michelle Obama will be Joe's replacement. This article reads, I don't mean to say I told you so, but boy, did I tell you so. When no one else was willing to say it on national television, I told you so. 4 years ago, the owner of Newsmax TV fired me because of, so they said, being disrespectful to Joe Biden. Because throughout 2019 and 2020, this writer says, I kept on saying on my primetime Newsmax TV show, Joe Biden has dementia. Joe Biden belongs in a nursing home. Joe Biden is a feeble old man. Joe Biden cannot possibly be allowed to be president in his declining mental state. I lost my primetime television show over raw truth. That was all before Joe Biden was elected president of the United States, or should I say installed as the illegitimate president by rigged and stolen election. Over the past 4 years, the so-called Joe Biden presidency, I've screamed from the highest mountain. Joe Biden has dementia. Joe Biden has Alzheimer's combined with some form of Parkinson's disease and should be removed from office. So, in your opinion, knowing the scenario, will the replacement be Gavin Newsom? Will the replacement be Michelle Obama? Will his replacement be Whitmer, governor of Michigan? Will his replacement be Hillary Clinton? Hillary Clinton has just made a brag, Lisa. We'll read this brag to you. Headline, Hillary Clinton says she can beat Trump easily in any election, end quote. So, Lisa, what are your thoughts? Who's going? Let's face it, there's going to be a replacement. I don't believe it will be before September. There will be a replacement. Who will the replacement be?
I totally believe it will be, my opinion, is Michelle Obama, because they are all about winning and about celebrating wins no matter what the destruction is along their path. And they would absolutely rejoice in having not only the first woman in as a president, but the first black woman as a president. And so it doesn't matter what America is or was or isn't, they just want to win at all costs. And so we need to get very good at telling the truth, like you always speak about, and reminding them that it was Obama that got America into this position, because we know it was not Joe Biden. So how will his wife be any different?
You're exactly right. And one of the things, Lisa, that I think is a future fiasco is either one of those being the appointed nominee. But then the final question that I would have, Lisa, in your opinion, either one of those that wind up being the nominee from the Democratic Committee, could President Donald J. Trump still win?
Absolutely. If we get very good at pointing out the truth, under President Trump, we had money in our bank accounts. We were not on the brink of war. We've got to absolutely stick to the truth. And under O'Biden, we are on the brink of war. Nobody can afford to buy a house. Nobody has savings. We can't afford gas. We see that the shelves are bare. There is an invasion of every country into our country. They fully want to erase America. And it's all under this globalist regime.
Absolutely. And Lisa, and final thought, because our time has elapsed today. Looking at the headline, it says, Heal Our Land. U.S. governor signs call for a 30-day prayer and fasting. The governor of Tennessee has signed a resolution asking for prayer and fasting for 31 days. I believe from a Christian standpoint, Amen. We need to pray and ask God to heal our land. Because if we Amen. Do not ask God to intervene, we've lost it as a nation. Lisa, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been our delight to have you join us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now